Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Time now for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorman is here. And Randy, we're talking about the outlook for small and medium-sized businesses during and after the pandemic.
Yes, good morning, Juan. Certainly, that is a concern among a lot of these entrepreneurs with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Paycheck CEO Marty Musi, among the business execs hoping that leaders in Washington can come up with a new stimulus plan. They're having mixed signals on just what kind of additional stimulus, if any, might be available before the election or even after it. Paycheck serving more than 680,000 clients, many of them, of course, those types of small and medium-sized businesses. Musi hopeful there will be a new package, if not before November 3rd, then soon after that. But on the positive side, he says, even without the federal stimulus, there's also the availability of low-interest loans and other financing for small business. Musi says that one way some small businesses are trying to weather the impact of COVID-19 is by temporarily shutting down.
If you're having a hard time running at 25 or 50%, if you can close temporarily, although, you know, it does hurt the employees. If you can kind of help them through it, and workers' unemployment can help, then if you open back up even stronger when the demand's there, that would be great.
MUC does believe that once the vaccine is in place and widely available, there will be a resurgence for a number of businesses like restaurants because of all the pent-up demand. The iconic Rochester company, Zweigel's, recently cutting the ribbon on an ongoing expansion project at the company's Plymouth Avenue facility. This latest phase includes adding 15,000 square feet to the manufacturing plant. Zweigel's says it will allow the company to meet the growing demand in markets outside of New York State for its private label and co-packing business. The total project cost is nearly $19 million. The state is providing nearly $2.9 million in financing. Zweigel's has committed to hiring up to 33 new employees. At least a dozen of those jobs will be reserved for workers impacted by poverty. There have been many local economic impacts because of the pandemic, including the hospitality industry, of course. We recently told you about the hotels in downtown Rochester, like the Hyatt and the Holiday Inn on State Street, temporarily closing because of a lack of business, especially the large events and conventions. And, of course, that has affected the Rochester Riverside Convention Center as well. Jim Brown is executive director there. They have minimal staff on duty now. A lot of the convention business had to be canceled. But Brown says at this point, many of the organizers behind those conventions, as well as people who booked the facility for big social events, did not cancel altogether. They're hoping they can reschedule for some time in 2021. In terms of those business conventions, Brown told me recently that even with the fact that so much business is being done virtually now, there are still many events where these business groups and organizations want to eventually get back to having face-to-face meetings when it's safe to do so.
I think everybody's finding a way to conduct business that makes sense given what we're dealing with. But ultimately, human nature, people like to gather, like to socialize. And I do believe wholeheartedly that we'll be back at full strength, hopefully sooner than later.
And Brown says he's encouraged that a number of the groups and organizations who canceled events this year have indicated they want to rebook for next year in the hopes that that situation will improve. A $1 million gift will help St. John Fisher endow a new scholarship. It comes from the C. Anthony and Michelle Davidson Foundation. Anthony Davidson is a retiring executive of Tyco. College officials say that Davidson came to Rochester from Jamaica as a teen, and he often credits scholarships as being really key to making his goal of attending college possible. Recipients of the new Davidson Scholarship will get $20,000 each year, $10,000 from the Davidson Scholarship, and $10,000 from the college. And the Postal Service is hiring. USPS says it'll hire about 300 people to staff its mail processing facilities in the Rochester area. Applicants for some of those jobs can expect to start as early as November 7th and work through January 1st. Most shifts are in the evening or overnight hours, and the Postal Service says the positions do have the potential to lead to a career position. You can apply at usps.com/careers. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.